Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Tubbs is not like me.
I'm poor now.
The Toronto Blue Jays are not like the LA Dodgers. You're not like us. It was a fabulous World Series, one that I will never forget. The Dodgers come back from being down 3-2. They go to Toronto, get the final two games, and win back-to-back World Series. And I'm 20 bucks richer. Well, I mean, you
take cashier check?
No, I take cash.
You need two forms.
Wait. Can I video this?
Two forms of ID with that?
No, I don't need any ID. I just need legit. I got my. So okay. Right, we're live on the air. Can you give me my $20?
Okay. I was going to write you a check. You can't cash it till Friday though.
No. Don't write me a check.
No
I
check?
Want $20 cash.
Okay. All right. Let's make sure this is one of the real ones.
Yeah, I need real money. I don't need. Don't play with me.
Hold on. Is that? I think that's got a little watermarker
there. All right.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You can thank that wall for the ball getting caught, right? Yeah, you can. Don't spend it all in one place. Buy a lot of White Claw with that. Tell you what.
The text line is already chiming in from the 612. Tubbs, tell Henry the 20 bucks didn't come cheap. It was a fantastic series. It was a fantastic series.
Oh, he had to work for it.
I had to work for it.
I make my men work for their money.
But,
okay?
But. Whoa.
That sounded a lot better in my head.
Yeah, we need to cut that and make that into a soundbite. But Jeff in South Rapids, I told you I was going to spare you. I didn't want to take $60 from you because Jeff literally, he did want to go ahead and get in on the wager.
Jeff wanted to triple
he
up.
He did because he was like, hey, I'll give you my address. You can send me whatever. Nah, Jeff, I love you, brother. You know that, man. You're like my favorite caller on the show. You know, shout out to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. But I saw where this was going. Chris Tubbs does not win bets with me. Josh Wheeler.
Wow.
Josh Wheeler doesn't win bets with me. It does. I legitimately, on this station, I have to be one of the best sports wagerers on the station,
man,
not the best. No, I'm that serious.
No. You are the Donald Trump of WCCO sports gambling bets. You are the best, and nobody can tell you. With tears in my eyes, I come up to you, and I'm just like, sir, Lake, thank you for taking my money. Thank you. You're so good.
Well, he compared me to Donald Trump, that's not a compliment. But I will say this. How many bets have we made, and how many bets have you won from me? Out of all the bets, you may have won one, maybe. One, maybe.
I don't know.
You can admit that I win the majority of the
bets.
See,
I'm a reckless gambler. I just make bets, and then they just kind of go fluttering.
You just do it for the sake of the show.
I do.
You're just doing it for the ratings. I get it.
Yeah, it's a bit. Me losing money is a real bit, you guys.
Josh Wheeler, shout out to you, bro. I know you're listening. He loves giving me money, especially when he wants to gamble and talk about Oklahoma this, Oklahoma that, and Oklahoma Sooners.
Well, this is a guy who drafts Baker Mayfield in the first round of fantasy football drafts. I think you're okay.
Yeah.
I think you're okay. But it really was a great World Series.
But it was a great series. In all seriousness.
Oh, yeah.
This was a spectacular World Series.
There were multiple times where it could have gone either way. And I tell you what, like Game 7, like John Schneider, you cannot tell me that he was not playing mind games when Blake Snell was at the dish and he brought in Davis Schneider to pinch hit, who, oh, by the way, he had that leadoff home run against Blake Snell in Dodger Stadium. You can't tell me that there wasn't a little bit of mind game with that. Like, I love it.
I loved everything about this series, man.
It was.
Like, I'm dead serious. I was confident in the Dodgers the entire time. Hence, when I said, "Hey, let's double the wager," even when they were trailing 3-2, I said to you, "I said let's double the wager." And you're like, "No, no, no, we're good." You know, you were confident that you were going to get your 20. I'm like, "No, let's double," because I felt like we absolutely were going to get a game 7. And so, knowing that, I don't mind rolling the dice. I'm going to tell you the worst thing I did this weekend. The worst thing I did this weekend. Or actually after game 5 was I looked up what the odds were on the series. After game 5, after Toronto won in LA and they were up 3-2, I could have bet the Dodgers at plus 185. And I was going to, because I was confident it was going to go 7. I didn't do it, and that's lost money on my part.
Yeah.
Like, in my eyes, I could have easily made $185 if I laid down 100 because I felt that confident in Dodge. I didn't do it. But regardless, when you look at how this played out, okay, and you look at the way that Yamamoto pitched in this series, I mean, this is a guy that pitched his butt off the entire series. He had the complete game earlier in the series. He won game 6 and then came right back and pitched in game 7, and then you also have a situation where, and this is when I felt like it was meant to be. It wasn't necessarily when Rojas homered in the 9th, because remember in the top of the 9th he homered and tied it up at 4?
Which was incredible, by the way.
That was incredible. This is where I was like, I can't believe this. When
I think I know where you're going.
The flyout in the bottom of the 9th.
Oh.
And they collided in center field.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is meant to be.
And that was a guy who, you know, Pajas had just come in for defensive purposes.
Just came in there.
You know, and you look at the bases loaded in the bottom of the 9th, and you had the infield drawn in and the ball to Rojas, and he had to twirl around and he stumbled a little bit, and Will Smith had his foot on the plate.
Yep.
Picked up the foot, but then was able to get the
toe back down.
Back on the plate. Was there were so many instances I felt, Henry, throughout the series that you're like, the Dodgers absolutely have it here, or the Blue Jays have it here. I do have to tell you, like, I absolutely hate the in-game interviews, and I've got to be completely honest, like this, Dave Roberts being interviewed in the middle of Game 7. I don't know if you saw, but Will Smith doubled, and I think it's Tom Verducci's trying to get an interview, and Dave Roberts is sitting there trying to give some sort of signals to his coaching staff. I'm like, Verducci, leave him alone. And he's trying to sit here, and he's trying to, like, kind of keep some space and do the interview, but it's like, dude, you got a runner at second base. Let the guy do the manager thing.
Yeah.
Go back up to the booth and then come back to him later. I don't know. I mean, I hate it. I hate it. Where does that rank in terms of World Series for you that you've ever seen?
I got to be honest. So, and we can, if you'd like to weigh in on this too, hit us up with a text, 651-461-9226. This is one of the best World Series I've ever watched. It is. And it's the reason why I say it is because of all of the drama. You had the phenomenal pitching performance from Yamamoto.
And by the way, Japanese pitchers are just built differently. Do you agree? Like, I feel the way that they, it's got to be in the way that they pitch when they're young. It's like, I feel more confident in their ability to go longer and a little bit more stamina
I don't think there's a track record, though, of when we talk about the World Series of just we've got so many Japanese pitchers.
I think you look at the trend. I think that Japanese pitchers, for the most part, have a tendency to be a little more durable than American pitchers.
I think that what he was able to do, I mean, Shohei Ohtani just is the man. Like he's the best player in the world right now. And I don't think anybody can question that.
No.
Vlad Jr. was off the charts. Who am I blanking on?
Ernie Clement.
Clement was awesome.
Most hits, although that might be a little misleading. Most hits in a postseason
Barger
ever.
Barger
was awesome. It's not like Toronto was the little engine that could, because they're a big market team, but everybody's a small market team compared to the LA Dodgers. You didn't have superstar after superstar after superstar. Like, Bo Bichette played half the series. George Springer missed a couple of games. Those are two of their bigger guys, but yet I felt like all of these role players had to step up in order for everything to happen.
All right, I'm going to make a comment, and I'm not sure how many people will agree or disagree with this, but you can text in at 651-461-9226. And this is along the lines of a texter from the 612. They say, Tubbs, which team scored more points in the series? Those Dodgers are not in New York anymore. How many innings, ? And it went to seven games? This is what I will say, and I don't know if you will agree with this, and I'm not going to apologize because I got $20 out of you. I think that the Toronto Blue Jays outplayed the LA Dodgers in this series. The only reason why the Dodgers won this series was because they were more clutch. That's it. I think that the majority of this series, they were outplayed. I think that when they had to make a play, they had to get a clutch at bat, they had to get a clutch out. I think that hands down, the Dodgers just were more clutch. They were.
In the tight games, especially,
let's look at the series.
Toronto
had more blowouts, right?
Yes, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head because I don't have the scores in front of me.
Because 5-4 in extras.
Yep.
Then that was game 7. In game 6, it was 3-1.
Toronto.
And so let's go back before that. That Wednesday, Toronto was 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before that, Toronto was 6-2. Right? So we got a theme there. That's what I'm saying. And then remember on that Monday, in game number 3, when the Dodgers took the lead in the series, it was 6-5 in 18.
18, yeah.
The Dodgers were just more clutch. In the clutch moments, in the tight moments, they were more clutch. The other games, Toronto mm-hmm. won convincingly.
Yeah. I will say, in terms of where this ranks in terms of World Series, if Toronto would have won on a walk-off, I could have made the case that this was the best World Series ever. But I think in order to be part of the best World Series, it's like a concert. You got to send them home happy. You got to send the people home happy.
Well, I am happy.
You're not people.
I am a person.
You're not people.
I was financially invested in this.
Well,
and to be considered one of the best World Series ever doesn't have to go seven. I think that the Twins have to be kind of categorized in there too.
No, I just feel like in order to be, if game 7 would have been in Dodger Stadium and it would have been a walk-off, I could have said it was the greatest. But I just feel like the 91 World Series had set the bar so high that part of it has to include a walk-off at home. I just feel like, and it had all of those same ingredients. But the problem was, it was the road team that won. And I felt like if Toronto wins and you got everybody juiced, then I could say, you know what? Best World Series ever.
All right, from the 651, MLB forces the announcer to do in-game interviews. Like, you know that.
Yeah. I know they force it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like
it. Yeah, we don't like it.
But I understand. I understand it's part of the game.
Texter says, you said who scored the most points? They are called runs. no, texter, you're not understanding. I was reading a text.
Yeah, one of the texters. one of the texters said said points.
I was reading it verbatim, so that's not me, you know, running with that. Anyway, I appreciate you listening.
Hey, the Vikings scored the most goals this weekend.
Exactly. All right, coming
way to
up,
go, Kareel Jefferson.
And coming up next, it's time for Bite of the Night. That's next here on the Lake Show. I do want to get Chris Chubb's props here before we get to Bite of the Night because he's a good teammate. He's a good colleague. He pays off his bets. Ron Hughley down in Houston still owes me a lot of money. We need to text Patrick Creighton and tell him that Ron Hughley still owes me like a couple hundred dollars.
See,
I hate that.
PC's a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. He don't play.
Yeah,
PC don't play. Yeah. I mean, you say the word and I got my dog on you.
I got you.
I got my dog for you.
All right, let's get to Bite of the Night. And Bite of the Night actually involves the big story that a lot of people, look, we got the government shut down. The Trump administration, it was announced, they're saying that they're going to fund SNAP during the shutdown after the court order.
Partially.
Okay, partially. Yep. The court order that, look, with SNAP, look, bottom line, we know that people are out there hurting. We know that this is a program. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program provides millions of people, low and no income Americans, with federal money to buy groceries. So this is no joke. We need this to continue to happen. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason why this should not be a thing. It's to me, if you're going to say that we're cutting off people with regards to SNAP and all that stuff, whatever, you're just trying to hurt people. You are intentionally trying to inflict harm on people that need groceries to live, okay? But this is the deal. I think that this is so eloquent and spot on with regards to looking at how everybody out there should look and reference their lives with regards to SNAP. Joshua Das, he is a political pollster. He sums this up perfectly with regards to SNAP for Americans, okay, everyday Americans, as opposed to the elites and the wealthy. Take a listen here.
You're just so much closer to being on SNAP than you are to being a billionaire. You know what I mean? That's why it just makes me so confused about who you're willing to vigorously protect when it comes to your politics, your votes, your words, your opinions. You're so much closer to needing SNAP benefits yourself than you are to being a billionaire. We talk about having a redistribution of wealth. We need a redistribution of compassion in this country. The wrong people are getting your empathy. And frankly, unless you live in like Bel Air or the Hidden Hills or something, you live in a SNAP world. You live in a Medicare, Medicaid world, even if you're not on it. The grocery stores that you shop at, they use SNAP benefits to keep the prices low, and then you buy those groceries. It's your world. You know, and you have an aversion to the poor, but you dine with the poor and bless the rich. And I don't know why. And you should think about why.
I couldn't have put it any better than that. We live in a SNAP world. I am closer to SNAP than I am to the 1%, to the wealthy, and to the people out there listening. Regardless of what your political ideologies are, you're close to SNAP too. That's just the reality of it. So I'm not going to sit here and act as though like, because I'm not an elitist. That's not how I view the world. And I don't ever aim to be like super wealthy or rich.
Well,
and I'm not rich.
You're $20 richer. So, I mean, you're getting closer.
I'm rich.
I'm helping you. I'm helping rich. You reach the next tax bracket.
But seriously, I mean, the way that he just broke it down, though, everybody should look at it through that lens.
Yeah, we should, because there are a lot of things out there that we like to maybe not have the most accurate description of what it is that we are or how it is that we're living. At the end of the day, we need to look at who we are and where we are and what is in our best interest. Don't have somebody tell you what is best for you. You know what is best for you. Just because somebody on a television network says it or a politician says it, that doesn't mean anything, okay? You need to listen to your reality And if you are not living in your reality, then whose reality are you living in? Because everybody's is a little bit different. But yet,
hey,
I think you look at where we're at, and we are, for the most part, all kind of in the same area.
I am close to a pickup game at Lifetime Fitness as opposed to being on the court with Anthony Edwards at Target Center. I am closer to being a beneficiary of Snap than I am to being aligned with the elites in the world.
Yeah.
That's just the reality.
Yeah. I told, you know, one thing my daughter did with a few of her friends before is they went and they helped put some meals together, mm-hmm. feed our starving children. She wants to do it again. And she's like, I enjoy doing it with my friends. It makes me feel good. So sometime over the holidays, we are going to go back and we are going to do it again.
Good for her.
And I told her, I'm like, I'm really proud of you for doing this. Because I said, just because we are not food insecure doesn't mean that some of your friends might not be.
Exactly.
There might come a time when we might need that. You never know, because every moment in time is its own.
I don't know about you. I'm living check to check.
Yeah, I mean, check plus 20. Check plus 20.
Coming up next, hey, we need to understand that the COVID-19 pandemic is a once in a lifetime thing. I'll explain next on The Late Show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I think that we all need to understand that the COVID-19 pandemic is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And I know that there are so many that are quick to place blame. Blaming China. Blaming Donald Trump. Right? Like, so quick to blame whoever. Enough with the blame. Enough with the blame, okay? It occurred. It impacted all of our lives. We lost people that we loved. It impacted our economy. It impacted our health. The way that we lived for years and still to this day, how we operate, But not enough folks want to acknowledge one important thing about COVID-19. And it's the reality that we will never be the same. We will never be the same. Hopefully, I'll just say in my lifetime, I don't have to live through another health epidemic or pandemic like we did. We'll see. But we will never be the same. There are institutions, businesses that we all have loved that have shuttered their doors. Okay? And I'm looking right now at a story posted earlier today, this afternoon. End of an era. Keys Cafe closing in downtown Minneapolis. Literally blocks from here. Keys Cafe. And I know that they got more than one location, okay? I know that. But man, think of all of the establishments that we have long loved that have been negatively impacted by, and it doesn't say that it's closing down because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest. We know that so many things in that specific industry, the restaurant and hospitality industry, has been tied to the pandemic for the last several years. It's kind of a
symbol.
It's just a sad headline to see. I love Keys, man. You love the, you know, the caramel rolls. You love having the breakfast. You know, being able to look. Have you ever stayed at the W?
No, never have.
Oh, I have. Stayed at the W and then waking up, going down into Keys and grabbing some breakfast. And just the ambiance of it all. I don't know how many more locations they have. I know they do have the one still. I believe it's over there on University, right past the U of M.
Okay.
Over in St. Paul. But the bottom line is there's so many establishments that we have lost. And I just don't think that we're ever going to view our lives, we shouldn't view our lives as the same because our lives will never be the same.
Oh,
lost family members due to COVID.
I have too. And I think we look at it and you can say that we became a lot more resourceful. I think we learned how to evolve in certain situations that we had never even thought about.
Adapt.
But we should not have been in that position in the first place. But it is what it is.
I wouldn't say that. Well, I mean, it was a pandemic.
Like
we can sit here and we can say, if I see where you're going because you're probably like, well, Trump didn't do this. But the reality is Trump did not cause the pandemic. The pandemic happened.
No, the pandemic happened.
So that's what I'm speaking to. I'm not placing blame on any politicians for what happened or didn't happen, all that stuff, whatever. The reality is that when there were rumblings about the pandemic, you remember I remember yesterday. We had a frequent and regular caller, friend of the show, I can't remember his first name, that lived in St. Paul. And he, big Wild fan, loved calling into the show. He was almost a every night caller. Can't remember his first name. But when I stated to him, I said, look, you're looking at it through the lens of, it's happening in another part of the world, and it won't impact us. I said, I'm telling you this right now. I believe that COVID's already here. And he was, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And sure enough, days later, like, the world altered.
The world shut down. And it happened so quick.
And I said to him, I said, hey, you think, and you're looking at this through the lens of that we are in isolation, and it won't impact us at all in the United States of America? And he didn't see it that way. And then it became political, and he doesn't call the show anymore. And I hope that he's fine. I'm not, you know, I never wished a bad thing upon him. And I can't, my memory escapes me, but he was a regular caller, would call in a lot. But I think that he just stopped calling. I know for a fact he stopped calling because it became politicized. He, I assume at this particular point, was just a big Trump guy and said, no,
it wasn't Warren, was it?
No, Warren caught about the Vikings. Yeah. But the bottom line is this. I'm not even talking about Trump. I am just talking about the fact that a pandemic and something that happened in another part of the world impacted the entire world. There was no escaping it.
No.
In my opinion.
No, that's just a fact. Yeah, there was an airborne virus like this is not something that you can just pretend that it doesn't exist. Just because you tell me it isn't there. But
and that was my point to him.
Yeah, common sense says otherwise. I think that when it comes to these businesses shutting down, it's very frustrating because you do have an individual that has a store, that has their life. They put everything into their business. And during this pandemic, I know we talk about downtown Minneapolis, you know, people thinking that it's this dark, you know, awful place. It's a hellhole. We're burning. We're on fire. We're not. We're not burning. We're not on fire. It's a downtown like any other big downtown. I think when you see someplace in downtown Minneapolis shutter its doors, I think people just view it differently than they would if this was one of them that was, you know, someplace else in the cities. You know what I mean? I just feel people look at downtown Minneapolis and it's like, well, there's one more reason that downtown Minneapolis is dying because got another restaurant.
But that's through a political lens. And let's just be honest and clear about
this. But you can't look at the pandemic without thinking about you can't think about it without thinking about it politically.
Yeah,
I don't think you can.
Yes, you can. Why can't you? I think that if a person looks at the pandemic and they look at it just through a political lens, I don't think that that's fair at all. I'll give you a perfect example.
It's not.
But to me, you're looking at it all wrong. I'll give you a perfect example. And people can chime in at 651-461-9226. I think that the way people talk about Minneapolis, the way that they talk about it, tips you off to how they are politically. And I'm going to give you an example. When I think about Minneapolis, okay, I'm a Minneapolis. I was raised in North Minneapolis. When I look at Minneapolis and the Twin Cities, do I think that there are issues? 100% there are issues.
Of course.
Anybody that tells you that there aren't issues in Minneapolis, St. Paul, surrounding areas, they're lying to you, okay? But do I look at Minneapolis as a place that, like you just referenced, like it is, it's like the worst of the worst, mm-hmm. or it's not? Absolutely not. Like, you've got to be kidding me. With all the things that we have that go on in Minneapolis, there's no way you will ever hear me talk about Minneapolis in that way. Will I speak to crime and issues and things that we should not have? Do we have to talk about the encampments and all that? All of that stuff. You talk about all that.
Part of the entire package.
You have to talk about everything.
Yes.
But that's the way that you do it. When you hear people talk like this, it's a hellhole. They typically, let's just be honest, they typically are people that are speaking that are supportive of a certain political party.
Correct.
Or looking at it through a certain political lens. Look at media members that have talked about it in that way. Former colleagues of ours mm-hmm. that talked about it in that way that said Minneapolis is a hellhole. I mean, that's just how it is. I don't view and look at certain, like, if there's an area in Minnesota that's predominantly Trump supporting, and it's a rural area, I'm just going to talk about what their issues are. I'm not going to denigrate and talk down on them because of political links. That makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make sense, but that's how the world works now. That it is just part of the daily lexicon. Whether or not we like it, I think that's just part of it.
But that's the reason why we can't get out of our own way.
No, we can't. And I think though, Henry, part of it is people don't want to get out of their own way. Like, they're comfortable making this because if you don't talk about the pandemic in a political way, then how do you talk about it? Like,
Talk about it for what it was.
But the thing is,
what's political about a health situation that impacted the world? Like think of it like this.
Well, in
Australia, was it about Democrats and Republicans, or was it just about a health issue? But in Africa, was it just a health issue or was it about Democrats or Republicans?
But you did not. The reason it became political is because you had individuals out there that were saying this is not a big deal. This is going to go away. There was neglect on the front side of it. Mm-hmm. And downplaying it. And I think that's kind of where it all started.
But just because Donald Trump made it political doesn't mean that Henry Lake makes it political. That's the difference.
And that's true. But I feel like you were in the minority then. I feel like when we're into what percentage of our conversations on a daily basis, that you have with people mm-hmm. all around.
Mm-hmm.
How much of those do you feel have some sort of a political influence?
It depends on what the topic is.
Okay.
Like a lot of things sports related? Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Are there certain things that happen in terms of like our everyday lives that people will try to tweak because that? But this is the thing that I don't do. I don't try to get caught up in all that. When people do try to point out certain things like that, if they are factually inaccurate, right, then I will call them. For what that is. Like, for instance, we had a caller last week. Was it Don or Dan from Hopkins that tried to tell us that Dan from Hopkins. Dan Pete from Hopkins tried to say that tariffs are not paid by the consumers. Like, I'm not that person. We're just going to cut the phone call because they are woefully lying on our airwaves. That makes no sense for me to have a continued conversation with that person.
And to me, the frustration lies with when you want to have these conversations, and maybe I'm doing it inadvertently here, but I guess I'm just trying to.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Acknowledge that I know there are parts where you can talk about something, but inevitably you have to be very careful.
Yep.
Because there are some people that are just looking for that one little bit to make it political to turn it into a fight.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. We've got headlines. That's next year on the Lake Show. All righty. Let's dive into headlines. Stephen Silton, regular guest on our show. His weekly segment coming up at the top of the hour.
All right, let's get to it. H, a day after the news broke that the top Republican in Minnesota state government, House Speaker Lisa Desmith, running for governor, she said earlier today she hopes to win President Donald Trump's endorsement in her bid to deny a third term to Governor Tim Walz, 2024 Democratic vice president candidate. Now, Desmith kicked off her campaign at the state capitol, where she became speaker under a power-sharing deal with the 2024 elections, left the House tied at 67-67. She said she proved in the last legislative session that she was a strong conservative leader who could also navigate the challenges of working with Walz and other Democrats in a narrowly divided government. She said, I have solid conservative values that really do cross party lines. It's not just Republican values. They're conservative values that are supported by many Minnesotans. If President Trump would choose to give me his endorsement, I certainly would welcome that. Now, White House officials did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment of her chances of getting the president's support. Republican National Committee referred an inquiry to the White House, but Democrats were quick to tie Desmith to Trump. And a fundraising email to supporters of the Walz campaign said, quote, fiercely aligned with Donald Trump's MAGA agenda, a Lisa Desmith governorship would be disastrous for Minnesota. Desmith and other Republicans in the race face a major hurdle. No Republican has won the election in statewide office in Minnesota since 2006, but Walz faces a historical challenge of his own. No Minnesota governor has ever won a third consecutive four-year term.
Yeah, I think he's going to win, though. And I'm going to tell you this right now. This is, to me, tactically, she's making a mistake. I get it. She wants to kiss the ring and all that. That doesn't help you win in Minnesota. It doesn't. I don't think that a MAGA Republican's winning the governorship. Scott Jensen's not going to win. Lisa Desmith, I think, is just literally just already thrown in the towel. That's just me. I could be totally wrong. We'll hear her lay out everything. I think this is a bad move. The day after, you legitimately think that this is a winning? This is how you're going to win?
Maybe she
wins. I don't know.
If there were non-MAGA Republicans, I think those more moderate conservatives would have more of an opportunity to win in this state. I know outstate is heavy MAGA. And I know that there are some MAGA in the suburbs as well.
I don't think this is a winning strategy.
I don't either. Just based on history.
If you're Lisa Desmith, why would you not say I'm appealing to everyone?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't get it.
Appealing to everyone is not the. It's not the message that. Well, it's not the message that Donald Trump is sending. So if you're going to be aligned with that, then you don't want to say, hey, I'm going to govern for everyone. It's like that's not where you're going with it. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes out. Hey, we only got a couple minutes, so we'll go down to entertainment here. Britney Spears' recent turbulence on Instagram has come to an end in a surprising way. The pop star appears to have deleted her account. The Lucky Singer's account, which as of Saturday bore the handle at Britney Spears and the display name Xyla Maria River Red, now directs to an error page that notes the profile is no longer available. Quote, the link may have been broken and the profile may have been removed. Blank page now reads in place of an account that displayed thousands of posts from over 12 years of activity. Now, it's currently unclear whether Spears personally deleted her own account or if the social media platform owned by Mark Zuckerberg's Meta, if they enacted a suspension or deletion of the account. Now, it comes after publishing several concerning posts spurred by the publication of a memoir by her ex, Kevin Federline. You thought you knew it was published in late October, recounted the highs and lows all the way through the divorce in 2007, and it had some salacious allegations. Spears, while she did cocaine while she's breastfeeding, she cheated on him with a female dancer, and that she menaced her children in threatening ways.
Yeah, I'm wishing the best for Britney Spears. I have for quite some time, but man, it seems like she just she continues to be lost. Like that you just can't, like she's gone. And that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
She was once like one of the biggest stars in the world, America's darling in the entertainment industry, and it just seems like she's
She went, and it's sad because man, you're right. She was Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift.
Yep. Coming up next, we got big breaking news in the legal world. We'll talk about that with Stephen Silton next on The Late Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.